Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick, and let's return now to our coverage of Hurricane Harvey in Texas, where extensive damage already means officials are preparing for the long haul.
FEMA's going to be there for years, sir. This disaster is going to be a landmark event, and we're already in the stages. While we're focused on response right now and helping Texas, you know, respond, we're already pushing forward recovery housing teams. We're already pushing forward forces to be on the ground to implement national flood insurance program policies as well, and doing the inspections that we need. So we're setting up and gearing up for the next couple years.
That's FEMA Administrator Brock Long speaking to CNN's Jake Tapper on Sunday. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service issued a warning on Twitter. It said, "This event is unprecedented and all impacts are unknown and beyond anything experienced. Follow orders from officials to ensure safety." And that was a stark warning, more dire for sure than what you'd usually hear from the National Weather Service. Dr. Louis Uccellini is leading that agency. He's director of the National Weather Service, and he joins me now via Skype. Dr. Uccellini, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been director of the National Weather Service since 2013. That was a very stark warning that I just read from Twitter from your agency. Is this the biggest storm that you've ever seen under your watch?
Oh, it's certainly the biggest tropical storm that has occurred under my watch. And it's a very dangerous and prolonged event. So, and we're seeing the unprecedented impacts already in the area around Houston. And we got a long way to go with this storm.
Can you talk from the meteorologist's perspective about what makes Harvey unique, what makes it more catastrophic, even compared to storms like Katrina, Sandy, other big storms that we've seen? From the way a meteorologist looks at it, what's so bad about it?
It developed rapidly once it emerged from the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico. It hit a warm pool of water in the Gulf of Mexico and intensified very rapidly, very close to shore. So no time to lose some of that punch. So we have very strong winds and a very strong surge northeast of that storm. And it's very slow movement. And in fact, it stalled over Texas and is now moving back towards the coast, allowed a tremendous amount of moisture to come off the Gulf of Mexico, resulting in heavy rainfalls in a large area of south, central, and eastern Texas, which is still ongoing and moving into Louisiana even as we speak.
And we've seen those reports of, I mean, you say heavy rainfalls, in some cases 20 inches, 24 inches of rain falling on Houston and the surrounding area. What accounts for so much moisture, other than the fact, of course, that the storm is parked over Houston, but so much water being drawn up and then dropped back down?
Well, the Gulf of Mexico is one of the warmer ocean or a sea level type of moisture sources, and it's obviously very close to the Texas coast and inland areas. And with the circulation like we saw around Harvey, just drawing from that source, the atmosphere immediately over this warm water body, just continually feeding these convective areas as they develop. So we were seeing rainfall rates approaching 4, 5, 6, and in some cases estimated at 8 inches per hour in these bands. So it's a slow-moving storm, and these bands are very slow to move away from an area. We're getting these extreme rainfall events in 12 hours.
That unbelievable rate, Dr. Uccellini, eight inches per hour in some cases, is that rate unprecedented as well?
We don't see that very often. And having it sustained within a system, of course, these bands move. So you get a series of these cells moving over your particular area. You can get up to 15, 20 inches of rain in 12 to 18 hours, which is what happened in Houston and the surrounding areas on Friday night into Saturday morning. And we had a serious flooding situation developing in eastern Texas and western Louisiana today for the same kind of a band. So, it's the nature of the airflow into these bands and the fact that we have a very slow-moving system, which makes it unprecedented.
Yeah. What was forecasting and modeling this storm like from the perspective of your agency? Of course, there was plenty of lead time, bad storm, moving west, going to hit Texas. In terms of the magnitude and the potential damage, what was the challenge in the forecast for your people?
As we came out of last weekend, we started seeing the models converging towards a track of the storm towards Texas. And our higher resolution models, which has the physical processes that can drive these storms built into it, started showing rapid development right along the coast. We, you know, we treat those cautiously. We really do not want to have a false alarm go out. So we're very careful in stepping this forecast up. But when we started seeing the rainfall rates and the amount of rain, the total amount of rain being predicted for the total event over a 5, 6, or 7 day period, approaching 50 inches, we were skeptical at first, but the models kept on coming back. We started seeing the parameters, that were feeding into these rainfall rates. In other words, we were seeing that the models were predicting the rainfall rates based on physical processes, not on numerical factors within the models. So we started increasing the alarm and with increasing confidence that this storm had the potential of dumping feet of rain over a large area, and that would just compound the impacts in a very serious way.
And we've seen that, and it makes me really want to ask, you know, given the strength of other storms that we've seen, including Sandy, including Harvey now, based on the data that you have and the numbers that your personnel and your scientists watch as they develop over the course of these storms, are storms of this strength more likely in the future?
We try to avoid the comparisons. We can do that after the event. There's some similarities. There's some big differences between Harvey and a storm like Katrina that hit and kept on moving and not lingering. Part of this is, you know, Category 4 storm, even for the Texas coast. Hitting the coast as a Category 4 is not a common event. The last one that happened was in 1961. And so these are spaced out in time. What's really unusual about this storm is maintaining its circulation, even as it made an inland track, and then stopping and reversing it towards the coast, even as we speak, where it can regenerate, slightly. But the main point is it's maintaining the circulation for heavy rain. So that has unique characteristics that are not similar to Katrina or Sandy. They caused their havoc for slightly different reasons, and so we're very careful about trying to make comparisons between one storm and the other. This is a unique and, I want to say, prolonged and very dangerous storm system.
Dr. Louis Uccellini is director of the National Weather Service. Thank you, Doctor.
All right, thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for us today. We've been hearing from some of you about how Hurricane Harvey has impacted your family and friends.
This is Liza Hagerman, currently living in Lafayette, Indiana. My parents live in Portland, Texas, in between Corpus Christi and Rockport. We're slowly learning about the damage from people down there. It's heartening to hear about all the cleanup being done, but we still don't know much about the state of their apartment or workplace. We do know it will be another week or two before they can return home due to utilities damages.
This is Annette Rodriguez in Austin, Texas. Whole trees and large limbs are falling down in our general area of Austin due to the strong winds and heavy rain here. Our nephew just pulled a tree off of his house, hooking it up to his Jeep to pull it off, and then we'll assess the damage to the house. We actually just now had a tree fall and block our driveway, too.
Your voices in the aftermath of the storm. You can call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.